All right, wow, tough act to follow. Okay. So I'm going to be starting our regular sermon right now, which is we're all going to be talking about what we are passionate about and how it relates to our identity as a Unitarian Universalist. So while I was writing this, there are a couple of things that I'm passionate about, so it was hard to pick one, but the one that I am going with is that I am passionate about debate and argument, and that's how that is like central to our interaction as people and just how it's central to the way we think. Now, I think debate and argument in particular has a bad connotation as a word, because when we think argument, a lot of times we think two people yelling at each other. But to me, that's not an argument, that's just violence. And granted, it's not physical, but it's different in the sense that those are arguments not meant to inform or persuade or enlighten, but rather to poke and prod and hurt, which is, at its most basic sense, violence, right? So I think debate, in the real sense of the word, is the challenging of two different ideas, when opposing ideas clash, and at the end of the day, you don't have really a clear-cut winner or loser, really. You have two people who walk away with a different sense of what they believe and what they think. And I think that's really important, and especially as UUs, we are constantly questioning our beliefs, and we're constantly questioning what it is that we should believe, and we're thinking about what other people believe and taking that into account, and that's a large part of the process of being a UU. And for me, I found a great forum for debate in a speech and debate class, obviously. And for me, that's been a lot of fun because it gives me this feeling that it's hard to get anywhere else. And it's like a sense of awareness, and you have to be alert because you never know what the person's going to say next or what you're going to have to say next. And it's what's really unique about it, I can almost like feel my heart beating in my chest, and it's not that my heart's beating harder, it's that I can feel it. It's just I'm more aware of it, because you have to be more aware of everything around you, and you have to be constantly alert as to what your opponents are saying, and you have to understand what they mean, not just what they're saying. And it's that kind of clash of ideas and that challenging that I think really firms our beliefs, because it's hard to really understand what you're saying or what you're thinking until somebody points out all the flaws in what you're saying or what you're thinking, and you're forced to think about maybe they're right, maybe there are parts of my idea that are just wrong, and that's true. Because most of the time you're not going to come up with those things on your own, because you want to think you're right all of the time, but you can't be. So every once in a while, you need somebody to point out that you aren't right all of the time, and that's going to change and force your ideas to evolve, and that's fantastic, and that's how we get some of the greatest things in the world. And argument, I think, is also just a really powerful thing, because to me, it seems the world is more often changed by arguments and debates and words than it is by anything else. Really, at the end of the day, the only thing I think anything else changes is whose words and arguments make a difference. And that's the change that other things make external to it. And that is my passion.
Hello. I'm Ethan Botel, and I am going to be talking about my passion, which is soccer. So when I first started attending this congregation, after I moved out here when I was 7, I was not immediately kind of like awestruck or immediately completely impressed, which, wait. So that doesn't say that I didn't like it. I mean, there isn't really much to like. The place is great, Allison's amazing, all of our instructors are, everybody here is so nice. But I didn't really have a deep connection. Everything was just kind of scraping the surface. And it was only recently that I started to see that this was not only as great of a place as I originally thought, but that our values apply to everything that I do. So for example, in soccer, you wouldn't expect Unitarians to have much to say about soccer. It's not that peaceful, but all of our principles can kind of be applied to soccer. So the 7th principle, respect for the independent web of all existence, appears through the fields we play on. At the end of each game or practice, there are water bottles and Gatorade bottles strewn around everywhere. And as a team, we need to clean up the pitch, because if we don't, we lose our privilege to use the pitch. The relation between my team and the grass represents the web of existence, albeit on a little bit of a smaller scale. The sixth principle, the goal of the world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, and the fifth principle, the right of conscience and the democratic process, kind of go hand in hand in my soccer experience. In order for a team to succeed, they have to be one, and without this unity, our play would be individualized and we wouldn't be nearly as successful as we are now. So, in order to maintain this togetherness, we all get a part in any major decisions that the team has to make. Everyone gets a vote, and nobody's favored, thus giving everyone a certain amount of equality and helping us become a tightly knit community that's pretty good at soccer. The fourth principle has been one of the more significant ones in my experience, a free and responsible search for meaning. Soccer so far has been something that has stayed constant for me throughout my limited experience on Earth, even while other aspects of my life changed around me. Music, family, friends, and school all had their ups and downs, but soccer is relatively continuous. I go out, I put as much effort in as I can, and I feel satisfied at the end. The game doesn't change, only I do. And because I can pour myself into it in such a manner, and because I love it, I've found meaning in soccer. The third principle, acceptance for one another, encouragement of spiritual growth, is one that's a little bit more difficult to find in my soccer team, I think. Good portions of my soccer teammates aren't exactly the people that you would consider very nice. They're kind of comparable to high schoolers you'd pull out of a movie or something. They're judgmental and they discriminate a little bit. And although they are joking most of the time, it kind of feels like they're a little bit unaccepting. And we know that when you're not accepted by someone, it's hard to accept them. However, what I was able to realize recently is that it doesn't matter what they do, and that I can still accept and encourage my friend regardless. Now I strive to do so. The last two principles, the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and justice, equality, and compassion in human relations, also go hand in hand. For a while, I didn't immediately recognize the worth and dignity of every individual person, and that's not to say that I didn't think that anyone wasn't worth anything, but I didn't realize the exact value of everyone I know. Recently, because I've been taught to start looking, I've found the inherent worth and dignity in almost everyone I know. It is there, even in the person you dislike the most. You just have to look. Because I now see the significance in my teammates, I've been able to form more equal and compassionate relationships with them. As a result, we are much happier with the way we treat each other, and have become closer. In conclusion, through soccer and through this church, I now understand that being a Unitarian Universalist doesn't mean just showing up on Sundays or to youth group. It means being a Unitarian Universalist in everything you do and trying to be the best person you can be. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Teo. So passion. I think passion has to be one of the most underrated words in our society. Now, stop and think. Would we as human beings have accomplished what we have had these amazing people like Thomas Edison, Jonas Salk, Mother Teresa not been there for us? Just Thomas Edison's light bulb, that changed so many lives. Jonas Salk's polio vaccine, that saved so many lives. And although Mother Teresa doesn't have a tangible object that represents her success, her ideologies have stuck with us. And personally, I think the ideologies are more important. I'm an avid traveler, so I hear about a lot of different things from different people. Most recently, my family took a trip to Malaysia, and on this trip, on a rainy day in a small little city, we met this Dutch guy, and he changed me because he described his passion he had with Buddhism and how it shaped him as a person, and in effect it changed me, and it's a cycle that it's a really beautiful cycle. And I hope that one day I could help people in the same way that he helped me by just sharing what he believed in. It's so powerful, and we really need to realize how powerful these things are. So whether I continue to do these sort of things in my professional work or not, I really want to make a difference some way when I'm older. And I want this for you guys, too. I want you to follow a passion that you're happy about, and I want you to continue to strive towards it. And although you might be only one person is definitely something, and I wish for all of you that you can make everything out of something. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sienna Elvins, and today I'll be talking about my ongoing passion for the art of dance. I discovered dance when I was about 10 years old, when I began taking classes for my first studio. Of course, I was the least experienced in my classes, and it genuinely bothered me for a long time, but eventually I learned that the only thing that mattered was that I loved doing it. I didn't begin to attend the UUFSD until I was about 12 years old, but I had already gotten a taste of the feeling that I was going to receive while attending this fellowship in the moments when I would just let myself go and dance. From the time that I was 12 years old until today, I've gained a deeper understanding of our seven principles every single Sunday. Whether it's just from giving Allison a hug, meeting one new person at the fellowship, or discussing philosophical and profound topics with my youth group. Through the art of dance, I often find myself reflecting on how it has affected me in similar ways that UUFSD has. Dance is my rock, something that I can always come back to, despite whatever else is going on in my life. I know that I can drop everything at the door and become a loved being that is allowed to be vulnerable once I enter either the dance studio or the fellowship. And yes, putting yourself out there with how you dance leaves you in quite a vulnerable position. So does opening up to your entire congregation or speaking your truth to your youth group. But I know that in both of these situations, I will be loved for who I am. Each dancer that I've worked with has had a unique path to their success. Many dancers find that they excel in one genre of dance over the others, such as ballet, modern, tap, jazz, contemporary, etc. All dancers learn differently and grow from some teachers rather than others. It all depends on the individual. But when all of these individual dancers congregate, we create something beautiful, much how I envisioned the congregation of every individual at UUFSD. And in each of these places, every individual's contribution is valued equally. From the moment that I was 10 years old, I've been growing as a dancer. It's definitely been a process, but now I'm a part of the school's selective after-school dance conservatory. This fellowship has taught me that every individual bears their own path, whether spiritual or not. And only they can determine what that path looks like. On that path, you may look to those around you for support. For me, they may be other dancers or people at the fellowship that I know love me very much. Over these past 6 years, dance has become my purpose, and over the past 4 years, so has this community in such strikingly similar manner. I was once asked why I dance, and the only thing that I could think to say was that it just feels good. And why do I keep coming back to UUFSD? Well, I guess that this fellowship just makes me feel good too. And I think that this is all due to our third principle, acceptance of all people and the encouragement of growth on each of the paths that we take in our lives, as well as the first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of every person.
Hello, my name is Elise Friedman, and I would like to announce that the asterisk in the order of service is for graduating seniors. Each senior is talking about what UU has meant to them as a whole and influenced their lives. Although I am privileged to be a part of many supportive communities that influence my life, the Unitarian Universalist congregation has most positively shaped my values. Unitarian Universalism, a community that accepts all different types of faiths and beliefs, is unified by seven principles. These principles represent strong values and moral teachings ranging from the inherent worth and dignity of every person to the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. These principles have been instilled in me since I was a kid and have greatly influenced my development the past 6 years. When I began seventh grade, I had a surface level knowledge of religion and spirituality. I had not yet discovered or even put much thought into my beliefs. I took a class called Coming of Age that the Unitarian Universalist Congregation offers to all middle school adolescents. We traveled to many different places of worship, including churches, synagogues, and a Buddhist monastery to learn about their religions. After I became familiar with the basics of the various religions, I had the opportunity to piece together my own beliefs from my newfound knowledge. This process was an extremely grounding and educational experience for me. Being part of a supportive and non-judgmental community allowed me to freely explore the world religions and incorporate the values that resonated with me into my life. Without this mutual enthusiasm to learn that I found in the UU community, I would not have felt the same open-mindedness when approaching other aspects of my life. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship has not only helped me explore my faith, but it also provided me with a loving and accepting family that I can always rely on. My friends that I have met throughout my experience as a Unitarian Universalist have influenced me to strive to become a more accepting and genuine person. I have found such a great source of community in this fellowship, and I know that I have met people in this congregation that have and will continue to influence my life in the most positive ways. I'd like to thank UUFSD for being such a great influence in my life and shaping me into the person I am today.
Hi, my name is Audrey Hebert. I have a few different passions, but one thing that I'm really passionate about is acting and theater. This is something that I've been really interested in and that I've had a lot of fun doing ever since I was about 6 years old. I love being on stage and getting to push myself to act out different parts, and I feel that my interests can be related to UU principles in some ways. So a big part of our religion is the belief that everyone's life is valuable and important, and that no matter who someone is or where they come from, they have worth and dignity just by being a person. When you're acting, every part in the play is important. Even a role that doesn't have a lot of lines is there for a reason, and without it, the story wouldn't be the same. In our view of spirituality, everything in existence is connected. In theater, the cast of a show is connected in the same way. If one person makes a mistake, it can mess up the rest of the show and throw other people off. If one person does especially well, it can inspire other people to be more confident. I know that I've been able to work with a lot of really amazing, talented people who are really passionate about what they do, and it always inspires me to improve and to be more passionate myself. Just like in life, we're all part of a larger web. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sydney Cuiava, and I'm one of the graduating seniors, so I'm going to be talking about a little bit about what the UU has done for me. I was first introduced to Unitarian Universalism about 3 years ago when my mom dragged me to what was a dreaded church, which I didn't like that word and still is a bit of a weird word for me. Being raised a Jehovah's Witness, I was kind of shaped into really fearing organized religions and God language once I had left, especially. And the last thing that I felt I needed was another man telling me what I could and could not believe. And I feared that that's what my mom was taking me to. When I showed up to the service, I was really pleasantly surprised that they wasn't focused around some form of God and instead focused around seven amazing principles. I was still partially and still am getting over my discomfort with some of the things that are similar to the Jehovah's Witness religion outline of the services, like the singing and some of the repetitive, you know, like the covenant and stuff, which I think is super awesome, but it's still really uncomfortable for me. Later that year, when I was first introduced, my mom convinced me to go to the senior high camp, which I wasn't super keen on going to a church camp, but she convinced me that it wasn't going to be like a church camp in the movies, so I was like, okay, I'll try it. But I wasn't super keen on the idea also because I was in a really dark place at that time. And the last thing that I wanted to do was be around a bunch of people that I didn't know at a place that wasn't very comfortable for me. But at this camp, I will never forget how deeply I was healed from going to this camp. This is where I met a lot of really supportive friends, and I met Allison at this camp. And this is where I met Allison. The unconditional love and the sense of community that I felt made me feel like I had a place in the world for the first time in a really, really long time, and that meant the world to me. After camp is when I started coming to UUFSD because that's where I felt the most connected. Because I knew Allison and I knew some of the youth then after camp. And I really made some deep friendships that I wanted to keep and continue to work on. And also this congregation really welcomed me with open arms and unconditional love and helped me. And I've never felt like an outsider when I'm here, even though I do a lot of the other times in my life. And I recently got a tattoo of a lit chalice behind my ear to remind me that I am forever connected to UUs in my community and around my nation. And my chalice will always be lit to remind me to stay mindful and in the moment if I ever start to slip back into any dark places. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Katie Kelso, and I have the pleasure of spending my Sunday mornings with our amazing high schoolers as one of our YRU teachers. Unfortunately, one of our youth couldn't be here today, Kaylee, so I will be reading her speech for her on her behalf. When I was six, I began doing Taekwondo. At my first class, I cried, and I didn't want to go in. I was terrified, and I certainly didn't think it would ever become something I'd be passionate about. Nevertheless, it became my passion, and yesterday, at age 14, I was promoted to first degree black belt. That's why she couldn't be here today, by the way. She is receiving recognition for that very impressive accomplishment. Some of you may be wondering how this form of self-defense is related to Unitarian Universalism and my spirituality. I mean, an art of fighting doesn't sound like something that would promote inner peace. However, this is far from the truth. Literally translated, Taekwondo means the way of the foot and fist. The word do is found in many names of martial arts, and it means the way, but many say it more accurately means the way to enlightenment. Being involved in any martial art requires a certain mindset, one with patience, persistence, and discipline. In Taekwondo, there are five tenets that a martial artist is expected to live by: courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, and indomitable spirit. Having these tenets has taught me to be a good person, just as the UU principles have. In many ways, Taekwondo and Unitarian Universalism teach the same things. One idea that stands out to me is that of the sixth principle, the goal of a world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. This is also encouraged in Taekwondo. We are not only taught how to defend ourselves, but how to stay out of fights or trouble, and how to promote peace. In fact, before getting my black belt, I was asked to read two books that develop this very concept. It is expected that a martial arts student strive to make the world a better place. I now have two influences in my life that encourage me to strive for a better, more peaceful world, and I hope that I, as well as all my friends here at my studio and around the world, can achieve this.
Hello, I'm David Lin. Passion. A word that teenagers today are more than familiar with, considering how much of the teenage life is spent worrying about college. We are told to find and develop our one passion, but what if I have a lot of passions? I'm involved in quite a variety of school activities, including lacrosse, theater, robotics, not to mention UU activities such as YRUU and the worship committee. However, one activity that stands out to me is Casas de Luz. I went on my first home build last spring, and I fell in love with the entire experience. practicing my Spanish with the locals, learning construction techniques, playing soccer with the children, eating authentic Mexican meals, getting to know Mexican teenagers through the cross-cultural youth group, and simply escaping the stress of high school for a weekend. But the best part is seeing the smiles on the faces of the family members as they walk into their new home for the first time. It is truly amazing getting to see the direct effects of our efforts. After that first home build, they just couldn't get rid of me. I wanted to increase my involvement, so I became an intern and started a Casa de Luz club at my high school to promote access to home building opportunities for Westview students. My club and clubs from three other schools have been working hard all year to fundraise the $4,500 necessary for a build. And this June, our dreams will become reality at the high school club build. Woohoo! I don't know what exactly qualifies as a passion per se, but what I do know is that Casas de Luz means a whole lot to me. For example, it has opened my eyes to conditions in other areas, making me extremely grateful for what we have here in the U.S. Also, it has affected my future career choice. I love engineering, but I also want a career in which I can change people's lives, so I'm currently looking for something that incorporates both. And lastly, it has enabled me to gain a deeper understanding of another culture and how seemingly very different people can connect. This leads to one of my life goals that this fellowship has fostered, helping people love each other for their differences, not despite them. So I just want to thank Kathy Fowler, Thea Hansen, and the rest of the Casas de Luz board for all their hard work in providing these amazing opportunities to this fellowship. I also want to thank my mom, my brother, Allison Karate, and this fellowship for always encouraging me. Passion. Thank you.
I started making videos in middle school. At first, it was just for fun, but as I started to make more, it became something that I really enjoyed doing. When I got to high school and saw that CCA offered video and film courses, I couldn't wait to attend the classes. In Intro to Video Film, I learned lots of great techniques that helped improve my skills in editing. The class showed me what it's like to work with other people and share the work that is being done. In taking Advanced Video Film, we are taught to work with deadlines and to get things done on time in order to show us what it's like to be in the business world. In my freshman year, I got accepted into the Cinema Conservatory program, which is a selective after-school arts program. Cinema Conservatory showed me what it's like to work on a larger scale production. In groups, we create short films that we can put into film festivals and show others the work we have done. The last short film that I worked on won Best Overall Film at my school's film festival. Being able to work on something like this makes me feel like I am part of something, just like UUFSD does. The people in this fellowship have helped and encouraged me with my passion for film. They have taught me to accept others and allow me to be free to express my opinions on different ideas. The UU principals have helped me be a better person and allowed me to grow as a human being.
Hi, I'm Sky. For right now, my passions are sewing and fashion design, beach volleyball, and American Sign Language. I have improved in all of these things really quickly because I really love doing them. I have been hand sewing small things like purses and stuffed animals since I was little, and I have always loved it. I definitely want to do something with it in the future. I've always wanted to get involved with beach volleyball, and in November I finally did, and I really love and enjoy it. I will definitely never stop playing. As for sign language, I started as a freshman and have almost finished my last year of it. I'm really saddened by this because the people in the class with me have become like a little family. We have watched each other grow and become amazing signers. I'm going to miss it. But I'm excited to see what opportunities ASL will open up for me in the future. These are my passions as of right now. I say as of right now because when I was 11, my passions were soccer and surfing. I still love to surf, and I will never fall out of love with surfing. As for soccer, I had a lot of fun, but it was definitely something to move on from and explore new things. I'm glad that I did, because if I didn't, I would not have found beach volleyball. And if I had not had taken Spanish instead of ASL, I wouldn't have discovered how much I love it. ASL is a culture that goes along with the language. It is not just a form of communication, it is so much more. And sewing I've always loved, just now more than before. I'm passionate about following my passions because I know that passion itself is contagious. It will encourage people to follow their own passions and bring others together to address the problems of the world and heal them, because passion is the only thing that will. This relates to the seventh UU principle, respect for Earth's lifeboat. By following our passions, we are helping to create a better world.
Hello, my fellow Americans. What UU means to me throughout the years. First, it started in sixth grade. I was forced to come here by my grandma, but I'm glad she did. It was a good thing. And I met people that were great, like Allison, who's awesome, and Neil, who knows everything. And I didn't want to, but it became a lot of fun. I met new people from youth group, went to COA, OWL, camp. Yeah, De Benneville. Mm-hmm. Okay, so COA, that was fun. We went to a Greek Orthodox, Buddhist temple, Jewish synagogue, the Mormon church, and this other fun Christian church, I think. The most memorable time was when the Buddhist monastery, someone was meditating for a long time, and she tried to get up and fell over really hard. It's funny. It's really funny. I think UU was the best choice for me. It made the most sense because you can form it around your own life, and yeah, you don't have to respect bugs if you really hate cockroaches. And then OWL, sex ed at church, that was fun. Allison taught that, and then we had some interesting people in our group that made it tough on the guy in our group that was trying to teach us stuff. De Benneville, it's like a huge family, dramatic, fun, and you just, when you see him, you know, it's a good family. Next year, I'm going to go away to college, but I'll always keep this UU community with me and be back. So that is what UU means to me.
I'm going to start off saying that speaking is not my passion. I don't public speak very often, like, the last performance I did, I was really shaky. I was like, it was just an awful experience, but I'm working it out. And so I feel like passion is a very, like, something that you can change throughout your life. Like, you start out liking soccer, and then you end up finding something else you like. Like, you, I don't know, it's just, passion, you can find it in anywhere, really. Like, say you just see something, like you're like, look, it's a gray sky. I'm really passionate about that. I feel like I could like be a meteorologist or just something similar. I don't know. It's just, you can see anything and just start wanting to put effort into loving it. Like you, just like in Unitarianism, like we always try to put effort into loving everything around us. even cockroaches sometimes. we just always tried to spread our love around and not be prejudiced about it, not be rude to anyone. We see goodness in all around us, no matter how mean they are. We try to help them see the truth and whatever, like see that it's good to be nice to people, that sort of thing. So I feel like my passion is just trying to help people around me, like, figure out what they're going to do with their passion and, like, figure out what it means to be a Unitarian, I guess, just to be nice to people. I mean, a side thing that I do that's really fun, like, there's a difference between something that's fun and passionate, I guess. Like, you really love to do it, but maybe you don't want to do it for the rest of your life. Like, I do running. I probably won't do it in college. I do, like, hiking. But right now I'm really, really interested in running. Like, it's really fun. I have this great coach. Like, he pushes us to our limits, but he's not mean about it. And I feel like that's kind of what Unitarians do. We push each other as we go along through our passions, and then we become better people and nicer people. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I'm a graduating senior. And as the responsible 18-year-old that I am, I started brainstorming my speech this morning. Not writing it, brainstorming it. And when I was trying to think about how to describe how much this congregation means to me, it was put perfectly by Nick, who came in his tux from last night's prom. We had senior prom last night, and I still came this morning and woke up at 8:30 to speak in front of you. I moved here when I was 8 from Virginia, and we didn't start coming to this church till I was 11. And 6 months after we started coming, I was literally chucked into COA by my parents, and I had never been more uncomfortable in my entire life. I came from like a conservative Virginia town where everybody was Episcopalian, and all of a sudden I was at like Buddhist monasteries having to meditate, and it was an experience for us all. But I think it really taught me to be more accepting and acknowledge the fact that not everybody is a radical Republican, and that there are different there are different religions in the world, and it is, I think, made me a more genuine person. And this year, I've been Allison's assistant, so I've been coming on Sundays, most of them, to help with the, like, RE programs. And it's been a really big, like, touchstone for me. It's kind of kept me grounded and kept me thinking about what's important, and I will forever be thankful for that. Thank you.
All right, my name is Claire Steets, and anyone who knows me knows that I love Justin Bieber. And while there are a lot of things that I'm passionate about that I could have come up here to talk about, like social justice, feminism, animals, helping people, but Justin Bieber really sums up and inspires a lot of those passions for me, so I decided to talk about him. I've loved Justin for many years now, and supporting him has helped me develop my beliefs and spirituality. For many years, I struggled with a lot of personal issues, and for a very long time, I felt hopeless. I didn't see any happiness in my future, but I found Justin and people from the UU community, such as Allison, who really helped me a lot. And Justin's love for his fans and hard work and music and personality and just everything about him and his belief that anything is possible helped me realize that I could get better and that I had something to live for. And many people have judged me for liking him, and I'm sure some of you might be thinking I'm just another stupid teenage girl infatuated with a pop star, but I promise that this is more than that. People have told me to kill myself for liking him. I've been told he's an awful human being by ignorant people who have judged him based on a few bad headlines. But he's not a bad person, and I'm not an idiot, and I wouldn't love him if he was evil. And I know that everyone's heard rumors and exaggerations about him in the media, but he really is more amazing than what you've heard, I guess. And because of this judgment from people around me, I've learned that judging others for their passion and what they love is absolutely wrong. And being a Unitarian Universalist, I know how important acceptance of all people is. At this point in my life, I firmly believe that people should be able to love whoever and whatever they want, as long as that love doesn't hurt anyone else. If you love someone of the same sex, that's okay. If you love Justin Bieber, that's okay. If you love a god or have some faith, that's okay, as long as you don't use that religion to hurt others or judge others. So I've learned kindness through being a UU and also from loving Justin. He's a really caring person and he accepts all people. He's been literally the world's punching bag from day one of his career. Even when he was a squeaky clean, like perfect young artist, people misgendered him and called him slurs for a sexuality he never even identified with. And people told him to die, but he never listened to that and he always believed in himself and his fans and focused on the positive. And I think that it's really important to forgive people like he's forgiven everyone, and I really admire that as a Unitarian Universalist and just as a person in general. His charity work has inspired me to help others and give back for what I have, and I'm grateful for my life, and I want to live every day bringing joy to myself and others. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned from Justin Bieber and from Unitarian Universalism. I want to be kind and think before I speak and know how my actions can affect others. Justin is my inspiration and one of my biggest reasons to live, and I hope you all have a passion in your life that connects you to your spirituality and goodness the way Justin does for me. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rose Wilkinson. I was about to say I'm a sophomore and tell you my age, but you probably don't need to hear that. It's kind of a habit now. But I decided to wing it again today. I'm not very good at planning, not one of my passions at all. But just to tell you a little bit about how much passion means to me, the first thing I think of when I hear the word passion is I think of passion fruit, then I think of passion fruit punch. I don't think I've ever had it, but that's all I can think about when I hear it. it's really not a big word for me. It never really has influenced me like I kind of hoped it would. I still hope that one day I'll find something. I mean, I think I have in terms of my lifetime career. I think I want to work in climatology and that kind of science and stuff. Yay, fun. But something that's resonated with me more a little bit is dedication and respect. I've been told by a couple of people that I seem very dedicated, and then I look at them and I'm like, really? You really think that? But it's something for me that has been really purposeful in my life. Like with, I've got things that I like to do. That would be music, my horse, and now I've got pole vault. Oh, I don't know. I had a girl in here who actually was on a pole vault team, and I just figured out that she was too, and it was kind of neat to see that someone else shared that kind of sport with me. But with music has been something that helped me learn how to respect myself and music and classical stuff and the arts for a very long time. And I started when I was not as young as I should have started, but it was probably a better thing. And my parents forced me into it. Didn't like it for a while. I really appreciate it now. Thank you for that. But then after that, after music has been a big influence in my life, I got a horse a few years ago. She's an off-the-track thoroughbred, rescued her from going off to be a broodmare in Russia. Kind of a bad fate she would have been subjected to. But now I have her, and she's changed my life in a way that really, 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 I was gonna say I really appreciate, but I forgot the I in front of that. I really appreciate her, and I really appreciate all the things she's done for me and showing me all of the things I've actually learned here in terms of respect. And I learned to respect her, learned to respect animals, learned to respect other people, just because I learned how to communicate with her in a way that other people might not be able to communicate. Like, it's an unspoken communication with something, like, maybe some people feel like, oh, I have this, like, feeling connection with the earth, or this connection with the sky, or with religion, or with whatever. I feel it with my horse, and it's really taught me something that I can really apply to other people. You learn to watch, and you learn to listen. And listening and watching and just feeling that is really the most important thing in having any kind of relationship and developing any kind of respect for anything, ever. And it's really helped me a lot. And then with pole vault, I learned to respect myself, which is really important. I've done sports for a while, so learning that kind of stuff, you know, learn how to take care of yourself, you have to eat healthy, you have to do all the things, but mostly respecting your boundaries within yourself. Even if it's in like a physical way, like, oh, I'm gonna jump over that pole. That's really stupid, why would I do that? It's learning to trust yourself and learning to respect your body and your brains. Cause you know, you mentally, maybe you don't wanna do that, but sometimes you just have to, you have to go for it. And that's all I'd like to say, thank you.